Blog Talk Radio.
Because guess what? You earn more when you become more. We got to read.
Mm-hmm. It's very inspiring and a good message to send to the audience.
You say, how you doing today? No, I mean really, how you doing today?
We were like great friends, but...
Well, first of all, I'm always excited.
See a vision for... You know, where we want to go.
Wrap it up. That's a whole nother podcast.
Well, I got to say, if it's a piece of man, he ain't my...
No, but sometimes, you don't know.
I'm done, and I'm not waiting.
Get started. I like to go out to my girl.
I'm kind of a jump-in kind of person. Piece of what? No. What? PSO. Whatever you say.
Clutch by RGAA, powered by Building Rome.
Do you have a product, brand, or service that you want to advertise on our platform? Well, look no further. Send us an email to realgirlfriends7@gmail.com. That's realgirlfriends7@gmail.com to place your advertisement here. Become a patron of Clutch by the Real Girlfriends across America. By supporting creators you love on Patreon, you're becoming an active participant in their creative process. As a member, you receive exclusive content, community access, behind-the-scenes updates, and the pride of doing work that matters to you. Joining is easy. Visit patreon.com/realgirlfriendsacrossamerica. That's patreon.com/realgirlfriendsacrossamerica. Every donation helps.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is your girl, Tawanda. Welcome to another great episode of Clutch by Real Girlfriends Across America, powered by Building Rome. And I am super excited. Well, of course, I'm always excited, but I'm especially super excited today to talk about a topic that is exciting to me. It's called Your Passport to Adventure. Emphasis on passport. So my question is, do you have one or do you not? having a passport this day and time is very, very helpful and beneficial. And I'm going to talk about some of the reasons why it is beneficial. The first thing I kind of want to go over is for those that don't have your passport. I know some people that do, you still may want to listen to this because you're going to learn something new, and you can also help empower other girlfriends to be able to get theirs. So pull up a chair and let's get started. Number one, if you do not have a passport, I want to go over what some of those steps are. A lot of times we put off doing stuff because guess what? We don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start first. Well, the first place you need to start is here, okay, because I'm going to walk you through the process and steps of getting your passport if you live in the United States. Now, if you're in a different country and you need my help, then guess what? Contact us. And if you listen to this podcast, you should be able to click on the link, and it should tell you how to contact us. And we'll be more than happy to tell you how to get a passport from whatever country you're in, and it will be another great show. All right, first thing you want to do, you want to determine the type of passport needed. Most travelers opt for a regular passport book, but there's also a passport card for land and sea travel, like to Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean and Bermuda. However, the card cannot be used for international air travel. So guess what? While you're getting it, get everything so you can be able to go anywhere in the world you want to go. Make sense? I thought so. Number two, gather required documents. This includes proof of U.S. citizenship, such as birth certificate or previous U.S. passport, proof of identity like driver's license, and a passport photo that meets specific requirements. Okay, now look, you can't go up there with your mugshot You can't go up there with your glamour shot, all right? You need to go to the local pharmacy and get you a passport photo. How much does it cost, Tawanda? Now, look, I can't tell you everything. It doesn't cost over $10, all right? But definitely go and get the appropriate photo so you can go to the appropriate places and be able to get that. The next thing is complete an application form, right? It's a form DS-11. It's used for new applicants. It can be filled out online and printed or completed by hand. I see a lot of people in the post office, you know, getting that form filled out. But you know what? Let's be proactive, right? Let's go ahead and print it out. So when you go up there, you have all your documents in hand, right? You have your application in hand, and you're just going to pay your fee, all right? So, again, complete the application. Make sure you follow all the instructions carefully and not to sign it until instructed to do so during the application process. We live in a day and time where, you know, things have to be authentic. They want to make sure that you're really you. Nobody's making you do anything or coercing you. So, again, follow the instructions and let's not do it too fast. All right? Also, you want to calculate the fees. Okay. You did know this wasn't free, right? Okay. Just want to make sure. All right. Fees vary depending on the type of passport, the processing time, and the applicant's age. There are also additional fees for expedited services and optional services like file search or larger passport books. That's why it's very important to do it in advance. And I say that because I had a friend that was renewing her passport, I think her and her husband, and they actually did it in time, but due to COVID, due to the weather and all these other things, it was delayed. And she was leaving. They had to, I can't remember if they were going to Paris or wherever they were going, but the bottom line is she had called. She had tried to do everything. She was going to even have to drive like 4 or 5 hours to a different area to see about being able to get the passport. And guess what? They were leaving like that Saturday, and the damn thing came Friday. And they were going to be almost out of $10,000 with travel and all these things they had planned simply because, you know, they didn't have it in time. Or they didn't know they were going to have it the day before. So I said that to say, if you're planning on doing something in November or December, let's go ahead and get that done now out the way, all right? You also want to submit your application. For first-time applicants, you must submit the application in person at a passport acceptance facility like a post office, a library, or any municipal offices. And some facilities may require an appointment. So call, okay? I know a lot of times, like, I'm in the post office. I see a lot of different people in there. Some have appointments and some don't. But you just want to make sure that you go ahead and just do it in advance because proper planning prevents poor performance. And I'll be back with more information and details after we go to commercial break.
Clutch by RGAA is powered by Building Rome. Building Rome, Inc. is a professional company that provides an array of services to freelancers, creatives, virtual hustlers, and business owners. For more information on hiring Building Rome, log on to the website at buildingromeinc.com. Once again, the website is buildingromeinc.com.
All right. Definitely go and check out Building Rome. Definitely, if you are needing something done like a website, a logo, you need a personal assistant, or you just need consultation and information on getting something done, give them a call. All right, let's talk about getting the cost of getting a passport. A passport book, right? The application fee for adults 16 and over is generally around $130. And for minors under 15 is about $100. And the execution fee is paid separately. It's about $35. So basically, you're getting this done for, if you're an adult, under $200. If you're a minor, around $150. All right, the passport card, like I mentioned before, is less expensive than the passport book. The card costs around $30 for adults and $15 for minors. And it's going to be the same $35 for the execution fee. And then, of course, if you need it expedited for those people waiting to the last minute, that's going to be an additional $60, okay? And I know $60 may not really sound like a lot of money, but that adds up. If everything we do in life is at the last minute, ask me, I know, right? All right, so some people may say, you know what, Tawanda? I go everywhere I want to in the U.S. I don't have a passport. Why do I need one? Well, I'm a person that is a believer in it's better to have and not need than need and not have. And I'll share more information with you about that after a break.
If you have a business or you are seeking to start a business, please protect yourself when it comes to contracts, accidents, document review, new clients, and more. Just Life Events can assist you with getting access to quality attorneys at reduced rates for all of your business needs. We can also help with family plans, plans for truckers, large and small businesses, and so much more. Remember, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. Contact us today for a free consultation to see how we may be able to meet your legal needs. Our website is justlifeevents.org.
I think I just mentioned something about it's best to have and not need than need and not have. In life, it's always beneficial to be proactive. We invest in a lot of things. So as we are doing a reset, or a lot of people are in 2024, one of the first things I really hope we do a reset on and in and invest on and in is ourselves, okay? Invest in yourself. All right, what are some benefits, Tawanda, of having a passport, girl? I got you. All right. These are a list of reasons and benefits to have your passport. So after you listen to this show, and if you don't have a passport, go and get it and tag us in your passport on any of our social media sites, on The Real Girlfriends Across America or Clutch by RGAA. We definitely want to know. And if you have a passport, but you encourage your girlfriend to get one, two, or three, tag us also and share that with us. All right, benefits of having a passport. Number one, freedom. Freedom to travel. A passport is your key to international travel, opening doors to explore new cultures, cuisines, and experiences across the globe. Emphasis on across the globe. One of our missions with Real Girlfriends Across America is to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. So when you meet your girlfriend in China and Brazil and Australia and Manila, and you want to go and visit her for a couple of days, for a week, 2 weeks, or a month, guess what you got to have? Your passport. Thank you. Number two, cultural enrichment. Traveling abroad can broaden perspective, inspire new ideas, and foster an appreciation for global diversity. I'm going to read that again. Cultural enrichment. Traveling abroad can broaden perspective, inspire new ideas, and foster an appreciation for global diversity. This means everything to me. Because I am a creative, I like to create things. I can't even express to you how much this really means to me, because I believe that life is about living, and I want to see the world. Sometimes I want to see the world on TV. Sometimes I want to see it through other people's eyes. And then there's some places I want to see for myself. So I believe that in life, when we just continue to learn more and we broaden our horizons, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So that is definitely another benefit of having a passport. Number three, adventure and relaxation. Whether it's a beach getaway, a mountain retreat, or city exploration, a passport allows for adventure and relaxation tailored to every taste. I'm going to read this again. Adventure and relaxation. Whether it's a beach getaway, a mountain retreat, or a city exploration, a passport allows for adventure and relaxation colored at every table. Think about, there are so many people that I know, and you probably do too, that work hard. They work a job, they build a business. They work really, really hard. And some people work 40 hours a week for 40 years and only get 40% of their pay when they retire. So is it really important to have a little bit of adventure and relaxation? For me, it is. Like, that's the whole reason of living. I know that we all do different things, entrepreneurs, workers, teachers, lawyers, doctors, private dancers, women of the night, and stuff like that. But that doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you decide to take some time off, you want to have some adventure and relaxation. So, again, another benefit to having a passport. Number four, educational opportunities. Travel can be educational, offering insights into history, art, and science through real-world experiences. Think about that. How many times, I know especially like back in the day when I started hearing about the foreign exchange program where a lot of foreigners were coming into the state for education opportunities and stuff like that, same thing. A lot of times there's programs that people from the U.S. can go to a different country to learn. Educational insights, history, art, et cetera, even work opportunities. So that also is a big plus. I remember when I lived in, I think, Charlotte, North Carolina, I lived in this building where I had, like, three other people that lived in the building as well. One of them was my sister. But there was a girl that was in the building that was moving to some country. She actually, I can't remember what it was, but I think she was a school teacher. Nonetheless, she was moving to, like, Columbia for, like, 2 years with some type of, like, education opportunity. I thought it was really exciting. And the funny thing about it is, the opportunity she took advantage of, I had scrolled across it on YouTube. It was when they were doing, like, Teachers of America and stuff like that. They ended up having, like, an international program around, I think there was one called NC Teach, because I lived in North Carolina, so I kept hearing about NC Teach, which is North Carolina Teach. They were trying to get more teachers. Well, they were basically having a shortage of teachers in other countries, so they were offering, like, you come here and stay, like 10 months during the school time, they gave you a place to stay, they gave you a food allowance, and basically you just keep all your salary other than your personal bills. You didn't pay for food and you didn't pay for a place to stay, and it was like a 2-year program. So I would love to find out how that went for her. All right, so that's the fourth one. The fifth one is personal growth. Stepping out of your comfort zone, meeting new people, and facing challenges head on can lead to significant personal development. My life is dedicated to personal growth and development. I started out when I got one of my first businesses in network marketing, 18 years ago. And one of the things that I learned was the importance of reading 10 pages of a good book every day. I don't do it every day, but sometimes, of course, I may read a damn book in a week. But bottom line is, life is about growth and development. And as long as we live, we should be learning. If you're not learning, you might be over with. That's what life is about. So for those that was asking me, hey, Solana, why do I need a passport? Those are 5 reasons, right? If none of them resonate with you, I don't know what I can say. Like, seriously. Also, because we are clutched by Rural Girlfriends Across America, powered by Building Rome, we are a company and organization with a goal to build lifelong friendships, hello, with women across the globe. And what we're doing in 2024, come a little closer, we are traveling. Did you hear me? Yes, dates will be coming soon. We're looking to be in Arizona in May. Now, of course, that's in the U.S., so still get ready for a road trip. However, this year, 2024, we are leaving the country. All the details is to be announced later. Get your passport. And if you need a little motivation about a girl's trip, I want to remind you of a few movies that I want you to take a look at. If you've never seen Girl Strip, the movie, I think it was released in 2017, with like Regina Hall, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Tiffany Haddish. That movie revolves around four lifelong friends who travel to New Orleans for the annual Essence Festival, where their sisterhood was like rekindled and just renewed, and they had a chance to explore their wild side as they just rediscovered life through dancing, partying, romance, and so much more. But let me tell you something. That movie was amazing. So that's the Girls Trip. Also, this other movie like Bridesmaids that came out in 2011, which was really a comedy about the shenanigans and bonds amongst a group of women as they prepare for a friend's wedding. Also, Wine Country, that was in 2019. That was on Netflix. Have you heard of that one? It was a Netflix original comedy about a group of friends who go on a trip to Napa Valley to celebrate a 50th birthday, exploring friendship and life changes. I'm pretty sure that was truly amazing. And also another one, Rough Night, 2017, a comedy about a bachelorette party that goes wrong when a male stripper they hire ends up dead. Oh, that was a rough night. Oh, my God. But I just want you guys to get excited because it's really important to us for us to live our best life. And one of the things people often ask me, how did this company get started? Well, that will be for another episode. The long story short, meaning the short version is, it's important for us as women to have vital relationships with other women. These are platonic friendships. I know people say, oh, man, it's 2024, so on. You need to be careful about using the word girlfriend. Nah, we good. Because one thing about us as women is we love each other. And I know people say, oh, women don't get along. You better get along with a man because women is drama. Well, some women it is. Progressive women it's not. So we are about building lifelong friendships with women across the globe. And a lot of times if you're going through something and you're having a bad day, guess what? Ain't nothing like calling your girlfriend. And that's what we want to be here for. And as we create and we launch our website with our member portal on it and we have people joining and connecting, we too hope that people can meet other women and truly develop some really good friendships. Now, if you don't have a passport, now there are some people that may not qualify for a passport. And if you can't get a passport right now, then there's different things you can do in the U.S. You know what I'm saying? Because everything is not for everybody. So I want to go over what reason you might can't get a passport. Because I know I work with so many people, and they're like, I want to get a passport, but then I need to find out if I can or if I'm eligible yet or something like that. So I just kind of want to go over different reasons you may not be able to get a passport right now. And, you know, life is about change, and things change every single day. So let's go over that, okay? So if you don't have a passport and you're also not sure if you can get one, here are the different reasons why you may not be able to get a passport. The ability to obtain a passport in the U.S., and indeed in most countries, is generally available to all citizens. However, there are specific situations where an individual may be denied a passport or have their passport revoked. These situations typically involve legal or financial issues. Here are some common reasons why. Number one, felony drug convictions. Individuals convicted of drug-related felonies, especially those crossing international borders, may be denied. You have to check and find out if you have that, what the qualifications are, because I do know of several people that have convictions and they do have a passport. So you need to find out what the qualifications are. Also, child support. U.S. citizens who owe $2,500 or more in child support may not qualify for a passport until they have arranged to pay their debt. The United States Department is notified by Health and Human Services of individuals who owe. Now, I'm going to keep my comment to myself, kind of, sort of. Pay your damn child support, period. And don't be trying to travel if you ain't paying for no child support because the kids need to get that money. And if you have extenuating circumstances about child support, you need to get a lawyer and figure it out, okay? And, again, I'm talking to myself, but you probably just heard me anyway. Okay, moving on. Certain court orders, if you got something going on with the court, you got something pending, you may not be able to leave the country because they're probably going to think you're not going to come back. All right, unpaid federal loans. Individuals who have received emergency government loans from an overseas U.S. embassy or consulate and you have not paid may be denied. And this is an emphasis on maybe, because these are some reasons why a person may not be able to get a passport, but everybody's situation is different. So please don't be discouraged by it. Also, if you had a revocation from national security, serious delinquent taxes, and, of course, minors without parental consent. As I was thinking about doing this episode today, right, again, I'm a creative and I love media, film, movies. I was like, you know what, today I think I'm going to go binge Taken. I love Taken 1, 2, and 3, especially episode 1, not episode, especially season 1, especially the first one, basically. I love Liam Neeson, like literally love him. And I just love in Taken, the very first one, how he saved his daughter. And at the end, she said, "Dad, you came for me." And I'm like, that's what daddies do, baby. That's what daddies do. But just remember, in Taken, she left the country. And, of course, she had a passport. She had her parents' permission. But she also had some trouble. And at the end of the show today, I'm going to talk about safety. Because we like to have fun, but at the end of the day, safety is paramount. Safety is extremely important, all right? So let's see. Okay, I've got to go to break again. But when I come back from break, I'm going to talk about a few other things as we close out our show. And I'm definitely enjoying you guys today, and hopefully you are enjoying learning about your passport to adventure.
If you're seeking a website, logo, graphic designer, virtual assistant, or maybe you're starting a business or anything when it comes to business, personal, or social needs, consider doing business with us. We are ELI Solutions. We have the solution for you. Our website is wehavethesolution.org.
All right, let's talk about traveling and if you do not have your passport yet. Hey, Tawanda, where can I travel without a passport, but I want to leave the U.S.? Okay, glad you asked. Traveling outside the U.S. without a passport is possible, but it's a little limited. But there are a few destinations where U.S. citizens can go without a traditional passport, all right? So I want to name some of those places and let's discuss. Number one, Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean under certain conditions. Number one, like if you're going to any of those places by land or sea, keep that in mind. U.S. citizens can use a passport card, enhanced driver's license, or a trusted travelers program. So, again, Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean by land or sea. U.S. citizens can use a passport card, enhanced driver's license, which is called EDL, or a trusted travelers program. The next thing is closed-loop cruises, meaning cruises that start at the end and end at the U.S. passport. Cruises that start and end at the same U.S. port. Documentation, passports. Passengers may travel with government-issued ID, like a driver's license, proof of citizenship, like a birth certificate, instead of a passport. However, it's crucial to check with the cruise line, as some destinations may require a passport. Bottom line, when you're getting ready to travel, do your due diligence. If for some reason you don't have a passport or you can't get a passport, be thorough. Even if someone else is booking the trip, let them know what your situations are or aren't, or what you have, what you don't have, so you can be informed. One thing we never want to do is end up someplace and can't get back. Hey, I'm stranded. I'm in Africa. Then you're going to be somewhere. I don't even know where you're going to be. Just make sure you don't do it, and you have all the information. All right, closed-loop cruises. Once again, what is that, Rwanda? Cruises that start and end at the same U.S. port. Very, very, very important. Next thing, U.S. territories, no passport needed. U.S. citizens can travel without a passport to U.S. territories, which include Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, like St. Thomas, St. Croix, St. John. You can go to Guam. You can go to American Samoa or Northern Mariana Islands. And those are U.S. territories. I'm going to name them again for those who are taking notes. Hey, I don't have a passport. I'm not getting one. Can I still travel? Yes, to U.S. territories, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, and Northern Mariana Islands. So those are some things. But also there's always different things to consider. So make sure you just do your due diligence and just be good. All right? Last thing I kind of want to talk about tonight before I make you laugh, because I'm not going to end without telling you some stories, some passport stories. But tips. It's very important. When we travel and do things in life, that we're always safe. Safety first. I know you guys see it all the time. Safety first, safety first, safety first. And I just cannot express how much important it is for safety. All right? So what do you mean by safety? Number one, general tips for women travelers. Research your destination before you go. All right? Especially if you're traveling alone. And I want to say right now, and listen, I'm talking to myself. Because I am notorious for traveling alone. because I just kind of like, most times I used to say, if I go somewhere for 2 days, I may decide to say 3 or 4. It's hard to do that if you have people with you that may have to come back to work or business. Like me, I work from wherever I am, so I'm kind of good, right? But again, I still want to say, and I'm hitting myself on the hand, to try to at least go with another person. Try to prevent traveling alone. All right, you want to research a destination. Before you go, research for safety, customs, local laws, cultural norms for your destination. This also includes understanding appropriate dress code. This is important, fellas. Ladies. You know what I mean. All right. But this is important because we want to go, right? We want to go. We want to come back. We want to come back. So make sure you research the destination. All right, keep your documents safe. Carry a photocopy of your passport and other important documents separately from the original. Consider using digital copies stored securely online. We all understand. I know we've all heard of stories and situations of where people lost certain stuff when they went places. Please, 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 please. Keep documents safe. I've listened to so many different podcasts and YouTubes, and people travel and they went places, they lost ID, they lost money, and they were screwed, and they were in compromising situations. So again, I cannot express how important this is to keep documents safe. I know a lot of times we say, and especially the younger, I've been younger and still like, we got it all covered, we got it taken care of, it's not a big problem. Listen, nobody knows everything. Be careful, be proactive, have a plan, a backup plan, and another plan. Make sure we're covered. All right, number three, stay connected. Share your travel itinerary with friends and family. Regularly check in with them so someone always knows your whereabouts. Remember, I was talking about Taken. I'm going to watch it today. But one of the things about when I watched Taken many, many years ago, for one, the dad thought the daughter was going one place, and in reality, she was going somewhere else. Remember that? Now, her mom knew, but her mom, and then the mom thought that wherever they were going, the people's parents were going to be there, but they were really out of town. And, you know, kids do lie. But the whole thing was just screwed up, the whole situation. So many points in that movie, but the biggest one is Liam Neeson, like, he was skilled in this type of stuff. And the area that when he found out where his daughter really went, he knew about these areas, and there were Howard Traskin and stuff. And, yeah, this was a movie, but this happens every day. And guess what? We don't have the money and the resources. Well, some people do have money and resources, but the bottom line is if you don't have the skill and know about this underworld life, you're screwed. You're dead. You're trafficked. You're raped. You're killed. Whatever's going to happen, you're going to be into a whole other world. So we have to stay connected. Let someone know. And when you stay connected, if someone does go missing, they're going to say, you know what, she was hitting me every 12 hours. But now it's been 14, so she's 2 hours late. Something's going on. That's why we should establish a routine. So anything ever deviates from that routine, people know something's up. And early detection can save lives. Now listen to me, phone the police. All right, number four, be cautious with new acquaintances. While meeting new people is a part of the travel experience, be cautious about sharing personal information on your travel plans. Now, look, I'm not going to get long-winded on this, right? And this is mainly to YouTube, not YouTube, to you people that share your whole life on social media. It's so funny. We use this as a joke, but it's really serious. And joke is usually, you want to know what's going on with some people? Go on their Facebook. Because everything's on there. Location, what they ate today, everything in their life. Same thing with travel. And I know people tell me, oh, man, you're too secretive. You don't want to tell nothing. Well, I just like to be cautious. I just like to be safe. And I don't need to put my whole life on social media because there's no privacy in America anyway. But my point is be cautious. Stop putting everything on social media, especially when you're traveling. Post it like the next day or something. Don't post it in real time. But be cautious with new acquaintances. While meeting new people is a part of travel experience, be cautious about sharing personal information. Sometimes you can be meeting a new person, but guess what? You're really not meeting them. They may have been stalking you. We have to be more careful. Trust your instincts. If something doesn't feel right, trust your gut and remove yourself from the situation. Your intuition is a powerful tool. I think back to when I was 16, 17, 18 years old. Man, I thank God every day to still be here. Because some of the stuff I did was crazy. And I did use my instincts a lot of times and sometimes. But I was always in compromising, crazy-ass situations that me and my bestie had no business being in. But she said, let's throw caution to the wind. And that's what we did. And, Lord, we made it out. But barely. All right. Number six, stay sober and aware. Hello, somebody. Keeping your wits about you is crucial, especially in unfamiliar environments. Watch your drink and avoid excessive alcohol or drug consumption. Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment. Let's get real serious. Stay sober and aware. One of the things I know people love to do when they go out of town, out of the country, is party, is get high, be promiscuous, do drugs, have sex, drink, and all these other wild, crazy things. But let me tell you something. One night of all this is not worth a death sentence or for you not to come back no more. And this podcast is not to scare anybody. It's just for us to open up our mind and make better choices. Because we live every day, all right? I know people say, oh, you don't live, no, you live every day. We live every single day. And you want to keep living and living well. I was on a YouTube, I guess, a few years ago. There's a girl that I follow, a young girl. She's a young badass, too. Young, badass, smart entrepreneur, making M's right now. And it's not just about the M's that she's making. It's just about, she was, when I started watching, she's like 23 years old. I think now she's like 27, 28. But she's just real smart, real business savvy. But when I started watching her, one of the first episodes that I saw was she traveled to Atlanta from wherever she was living for the weekend. And she was drinking. She drank real bad. And she would tell you she's a drinker. Well, on this particular weekend, and I never forget it, she went to Atlanta. And she ended up doing a video blog. I guess, is that what a vlog is? Video blog? Anyway, she did a YouTube video, and she talked about her trip to Atlanta. And she said that she was hanging out partying. I think she went to the bathroom, whatever. Someone put something in her drink. And she started, like, getting dizzy and feeling some type of way. And the next thing she knows, she woke up the next day at her Airbnb, fully clothed, and the car she had was there. There was a guy that somehow, I guess, noticed that she was acting a little different at the club. And allegedly, he took her home. He found her keys. He took her in her car that she had her rental. How he found the Airbnb, I can't really remember how she, I don't know if she had the paperwork or the address. Took her to her Airbnb, took her in, left her, locked the door, left her a note. Hey, I met you at the club. You, something seemed like it was wrong with you. I think somebody put something in your drink. I wanted to make sure you were safe. I made sure you came home. Here's my number, blah, blah, blah. And I think he Ubered back wherever he needed to go. And long story short, she said, I think she kind of talked to him for a little while. And I know you guys are probably saying, hell, he might have been the one that drugged her. I can't remember what happened, but she didn't think he was the one that drugged her. And they actually became very good friends. I think he wanted to, like, date her, but that never went anywhere. But I was saying to myself, thank God, thank God, thank God. Like, thank God that someone around her did the right thing, because she didn't remember any of that. And she was young, very beautiful. And I don't know why somebody would put something in her drink, but it probably is for ill intentions. You understand what I'm saying? So, again, stay sober and stay aware. Secure your accommodations. Stay in irreparable accommodations with good security. Always use a deadbolt and do not open the door for strangers. And I know y'all saying, man, Twan, I know that. I know you know it. But do we do it? It is very important. And this is not just international. This is anywhere, anywhere you travel, all right? So just make sure. And the thing is, I know a lot of times we go for comfort, and sometimes you may want to say, you know what, this hotel was $300 a night. This one is $100. I want to do the one that's $100. Honey, you may need to save some more money before you travel, because sometimes that $100 is the slum, and anything's going. Not saying something can't happen at an expensive hotel, but my point is, do our due diligence, do our research. Remember number one tip? Research your destination. Yeah, that one. Okay, so you just want to make sure. And lastly, as far as international in specific, I want to give you some additional tips for if you're traveling internationally, and then we'll go over a few story time. Okay, so know the local emergency number. All right, if you travel internationally, these are specifically for that. Familiarize yourself with the local emergency contact number for the police, ambulance, and nearest embassy. Now, I never do this, but the only time I've ever traveled out of the country is on a cruise, okay? But know the local emergency number. And when you move to a new area, that's also very important to do that. Number two, health precautions. Check any health advisories for your destination and ensure you have the necessary vaccines and medications. Carry a basic travel health kit. This is very, 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 very important. All right, cultural sensitivity. Be mindful of local customs and traditions. Dress modestly where required and be respectful of cultural norms. This is going to be very huge just for going to different places, because a lot of times when you travel, you want to buy a lot of stuff and bring it back. Sometimes you can't bring it back to customs, and you may have to ship it. So you want to find out if it's something you can actually ship. And sometimes you can try to get too much of something, and that's another issue. So, again, those are all things to be aware about and kind of be informed. Next one, cultural sensitivity. Be mindful of local customs and traditions. Dress modestly where required and be respectful of the cultural norms. If you're going to Dubai, for example, you want to be informed about, hey, what you need to do as far as being in Dubai. Coochie mama's not allowed. All right, money safety. Avoid carrying large amounts of cash. Use travel checks, credit, debit card when possible, and keep them safe, okay? Also look into RFID blocking wallet if you're into the Bitcoins, okay? Again, you got to do your research. When you get ready to go out of town, do your research. Or whoever's booking this trip for you, make sure they're doing their research. Also, language basics. Learn a few key phrases in the local language, especially for help, direction, and emergencies. This can be invaluable. ¿Cómo se llama? Muy bien. Me llamo Tawanda. Me no habla español. Mucho dinero. And that's all I got. After 2 years of family, 2 years of friends, that's all I got, okay? But sometimes all you got is all you need. But seriously, learn some key phrases. Of all that I said, none of them was asking for help, directions, or emergencies, all right? So you want to make sure you definitely can learn the basics. International roaming or local SIM. Ensure you have the means of communication. Consider an international roaming plan. Most phones, maybe unless you have a prepaid, most phones will work internationally, okay, depending on who your company, like if you have a bigger, a larger company, but like these little side companies that only work outside of your city, outside of your city, when you go to the next county, it don't work. So you may have to upgrade your phone plan or get another phone or something when you travel. All right, use reputable transportation. Use official and reputable transportation services. Avoid unmarked taxis and rideshare without checking for legitimacy. I can tell you right now, when I went to New York for one of my first times back, I think when I was in high school or right after high school, when I got off the airport, I was overwhelmed. When I got off the plane and I was at the airport, it was so many taxis. And this one guy, I never forget, was like, hey, you can ride with me. I'm like, where's your car? It's down here. Come on. I'm like, what? It's not yelling. Where? Come on. And he was forcing me. I'm like, nah, I'm straight. I'm cheaper. I don't give a damn how much it costs. I'm straight. So, again, this is where, I don't know the statistics, but this is where a lot of people are abducted from the airport because people are coming in from all over the world. And this is a prime place. There's even children that used to travel alone from one parent to the next via the airport. I don't know how many kids still travel alone now because the world has changed so much. But, again, this is a stomping ground. So please make sure you use reputable transportation. Travel insurance. Invest in comprehensive travel insurance that covers medical emergencies, trip cancellations, and loss of stolen belongings. Remember earlier I said something like, it's better to have and not need than, you got it, than need and not have. This is something that's needed, okay, because you just never know what may happen. And it's better to have it and not need it, okay. Recently, I went on a trip. It was just to Texas, me and a partner of mine. We went for a convention, and we drove to Texas. We both drove separately. And when we were purchasing the package of the place we were going to have the event at, they offered insurance. And she said, you getting insurance? I'm like, nope, I'm going. I'm like, unless life happens, I'm going. Because normally I don't get insurance, right? But when I don't get insurance, it's a loss that I'm willing to take. So I think it was only like $500 for the tickets. And I was okay with taking the loss because insurance was maybe like $50, $75. I can't remember how much it was. But anyway, I didn't get it. But I was okay with the loss if something had happened that I wasn't able to go. Well, she got the insurance. And it might have been $100. But anyway, she got the insurance. But by the time she had driven to Texas, she had recently had knee surgery. She had knee surgery like a year ago, and she's older, right? So when she got there, she was sick. She wasn't able to go to the event any day. And she ended up going out one day to get, like, some pain medicine. Like, she was just really not in a good way. But bottom line is she was able to get reimbursed for that whole thing. It was like $500-some because she purchased the travel insurance. And I was like, oh, girl, I'm so glad you got that. Saying to myself, you sure didn't get it. And I only went for like one day of the event, but that wasn't because I couldn't go. It's because I chose not to because, I was not showing it. But bottom line is, it's just better to have and not need. Also, you want to be aware of scams, all right? Educate yourself about the common scams in those areas that's targeting tourists in your destination. Scammers often see travelers as easy targets of opportunity, okay? So please, like we all know, if you go to Nigeria, they're going to try to get you for a financial scam. We already know that. And there's some areas that's notorious for trafficking, whether it's adults, children, women, et cetera. So please. And those are just some traveling tips. As we close out, I want to do a few stories, right? Passport stories. I shared some very important information in this segment about how to get a passport, just some benefits of it, some movies you can go watch and binge this weekend. But on a serious note, the traveling. And that's just not for international travel. That's anywhere you go, even if it's local. We have to be careful, period. All right, so I want to share a few passport stories. Just kind of make you smile as we end our segment in the next few minutes. All right? The passport in the wash machine. A common but always stressful situation is when a traveler accidentally washes their passport. One individual recounted how just days before an international trip, they rediscovered their passport in the drum of their washing machine, thoroughly soaked and barely recognizable. The emergency rushing of the new passport involved frantic calls, a last-minute appointment at the passport agency, and the kindness of strangers in the bureaucracy. Miraculously, they received a new passport just hours before the flight. Who knows this can happen to you? Listen, you know, a lot of times we have stuff in our purse, in our pocketbook. We just don't remember all the time. So you just want to make sure you don't let this happen to you, because some people may not have a miraculous ending like that. I got two more that I want to share. The baby's first passport photo. Getting a passport photo for an infant can be a challenge, leading to a humorous situation. One family shared their ordeal of trying to get their newborn photo taken for a passport, which required the baby's eyes to be open, looking at the camera without any support. After numerous attempts, funny poses, and a bit of Photoshop to remove supporting hand, the family finally succeeded. The passport photo with the baby's bewildered expression became a cherished family memory. Can't you even imagine this? Can't you even? Oh, my God. All right, last one I want to read is The World's Most Traveled Man. Consider the story of Mike Spencer Brown, who after traveling to every country in the world, had passports filled with stamps and visas. His collection of passports is not just a record of his travel, but a testament to unique experiences from dodging conflict zones to engaging with remote tribes. His stories encapsulated with the pages of the passport highlight the extraordinary links and efforts he made to explore every corner of the planet. Who has a goal to do that? Some people do. Like, they want to travel everywhere in the world. But I appreciate you guys listening to the show. But the main thing that I want everyone to know is, number one, if you want to travel and get life experiences to different countries, get your passport. Number two, be safe. And last but definitely not least, I was going to say something else, but I'm going to be serious. Last but not least, have fun. And this is Tawanda with Clutch by Real Girlfriends Across America, powered by Building Room.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of Clutch, a podcast by Real Girlfriends Across America. Clutch onto us tight by following us on all of our social media platforms. This includes Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. Like, share, and follow us. Did you miss an episode? Don't worry. You can listen to us anywhere where podcasts are being played, including Apple Podcasts, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Speaker. Don't forget to watch us on YouTube by searching for Real Girlfriends Across America and visit our website at www.realgirlfriends.org. And until next time, clutch on to your best friend and stay tuned.